This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Rise Guys.
News matters. It matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Hi, Mike.
Headlines brought to us by Gosling Electric. Well,
hey, girl.
We begin the story with a 43-year-old by the name of Michael O'Neill, who showed up at the hospital in St. Petersburg, Florida, with a stab wound last month, and he needed emergency surgery.
Shout out Tampa
in the studio.
So cops haven't released a ton of details about this, but what we do know, we don't know who stabbed him or why that happened, but they think drugs have may been involved, and that's why this is what a nurse did. While surgery, a nurse found his stash hiding in his rectum.
Oh my God. Oh Lord.
It's like a pocketbook.
It's almost every day they're finding drugs in butts. Almost every day.
Really is the old prison wallet.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah.
You have to have a nice sphincter to hold it for a while, I guess.
Well, you be the
judge.
Otherwise,
it's, well, it could fall out.
Let's play tug of war after the show.
I mean, if you run or something, you may lose it.
Let's play tug of war.
Okay. So this is what happened.
You have to tie the raccoon tails together.
I feel like we pitched something like that similar, right, years ago.
Prison wallet?
I want to say that was the original before Ass Basketball was a bit.
It was Asketball.
That's what it was.
Who was going to do this and what was? Were you running?
We were going to have the same setup, but I think, you know, a few people nixed it and like, you know, let's just do the basketball bit.
Yeah. I get that.
Yeah.
Okay, well, the nurse found a ball of tinfoil with white rocks in the tinfoil.
Oh, God.
Along with a crack pipe.
What would crack do to your butthole,
though?
Like if it, like, fell out of the tinfoil?
I don't know, but that's smart. Don't use a baggie. Use tinfoil.
Because the rays and everything, like the...
What's going to protect the drugs better?
Well, I thought, though, it would also kind of hinder the x-ray.
Oh, would it block it? That's a good point,
too. It works on GPS.
I would use...
Used to.
I would use... tinfoil on the outside and plastic on the inside to keep the moisture from seeping in.
That's what you do with your drugs in your butt?
Well, now, hang on a second.
Drugs.
If I needed to put something in my anus, that's what I would do.
Well, my question is, would that
but
be
I don't need to do that.
But would that be the first place you picked as a storage?
Probably. I don't know.
Because I don't.
I would think.
Since I do have two little compartments.
Okay, like let's say the front compartment.
Uh-huh. What do you mean compartment? They're awnings.
Does that ever feel weird? Like if something's in there?
I think that would be very uncomfortable.
Have you ever taken your bra off and like change fell out or?
What do you mean?
I mean, like, you know, like $30. It looks like somebody's going to a coin store.
Money is dirty, and I wouldn't stick it in my bra.
But women love the bra as like a storage.
They used to. I don't see
I know a lady keeps a little gun in her bra.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I would be afraid of shooting myself.
Well, I'm surprised she found it. She's got enough up top to she might have to wrestle around with
it. Oh, I know who you're talking about.
I mean,
now.
And I'll be honest with
Big
you.
JD.
The skin under your breast, and it's sensitive. I wouldn't want something chafing on that.
Chafing, she said.
Especially man, I'm glad when, I'm not a woman. When it's hot and you get boobs wet.
I couldn't call you fat girl. That'd be weird.
Does it feel weird if anything is like, let's say that first compartment we're talking about.
Mm-hmm, the first compartment.
Like you notice if anything's in there, right? So does it, like anything would feel uncomfortable, right? Like, hey, something's...
Larger than a, can I say something? A tampon would be uncomfortable.
Like put it in the wrong place.
Not in the...
Could you not put a little joint
rear,
in a
not
tampon?
Not in the rear entrance, but
you
in
could
the,
put a joint in a tampon, though.
The applicator?
Yeah, you can. There you go, boom.
And then there's a little, like, I guess oh, time to get the drugs out.
Like if something's straight. In your ear, you know something's in your ear. It's like uncomfortable. Like, I know something's in there. That feels the same way, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, God, oh, man, I'm glad I don't have one of
those. But my theory is, what if something falls out and it, like, especially in your rectum, you have pieces of that flows it up.
Like you have pelvic floor issues?
Yeah, like... shards of foil somewhere would be buried.
Paige just sharded her pants.
And they call you Chris because you better be doing some Kegels.
Yeah, I'm not doing that. I've never been a mule, nor do I desire to be that ever never in been my a life.
Mule. I've never been a mule.
No.
I played a mule in a play. Oh, you like a farm animal? No. I carry drugs, mama, in the newer version of Oklahoma.
Here I am. What can I carry on this?
You know, I never saw Hamilton. You just ruined it for me.
What would you price me, fat boy? We did. You were going to take this.
We did Annie, hide your gun, mama. And guess where I put it?
You know, it all started off simple. I think at bar gigs or maybe even in high school or something, like butt quarters was a thing.
Is that a thing?
Yeah, dude. We used to get paid like nice to go to Wild Wing and during halftime play butt quarters with people. Where you just put a quarter in your outside of your pants, but you would hold it in your crotch and you'd Charlie Chaplin walk over the pitcher and try to drop it in there.
Shout out to Minor 49er.
And now what's happened? Now we're putting drugs in our butts.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think some people showed up just to play the halftime games.
I guess it's the new fanny pack, if you will.
Literally, pack it in your fanny.
If you will.
God, they got to report that, I guess, right? But the tinfoil, that insulates the drugs.
It
so
does.
Doesn't get in the baggie and you don't get a little.
I put a Faraday cage in my butt.
But that's if one pops open, then you have something else. I just.
But then again, does it give more potency to the drugs if it's got a little stain on it?
If you have cocaine, like a baggie of cocaine in that compartment in the backside, and it.
Compartment.
It pops open, and what if it had fentanyl in it? You're going to die.
Well, what if you wanted, like, hey, man, I got a joint. Could you, like, dip it in dookie and it would make it, like, you know, more potent? Is that why they boof the drugs or store them up there?
If it was a joint dipped in dookie and you were trying to get the animals to not sniff you.
Because you know how some people.
Hey, listen to Rise Guys. They're talking about dipping drugs in dookie.
Oh, man. You know how some people's farts are really bad? Imagine that on a joint would, like, increase the high.
Well, you got to wonder sometimes when you would get. Or smell weed that smelled like cat piss. You're like, is it maybe that it was up a cat's butt and they brought it in the country?
Anyways, they said they
took dookie on my joint.
Isn't it weird? God gives us these little compartments for exits, but we use them for holding containers, little purgatory for drugs.
Yeah, not wise. Especially, like I said, if it comes out of the bag and seeps into your body and you.
Or what if it was coke and you fart and it's a big puff of white smoke?
Oh, God.
That's got to be weird.
Don't they have it on the smuggling shows? They got to wait for them to pass it.
Yeah, they do.
And sometimes those balloons bust.
That, and if somebody's walking funny, they're like, but what if they're handicapped? And you're like, hey, I need to go in here and check your backside. Why? Yeah. Well, you're walking funny.
They should at least act like they are.
What if it's a sharp part of like a lighter and it
cuts I don't think
it.
You put the lighter up there, too.
Well, they said
you could
that
cough
he had,
and then
he
ignite
had,
yourself.
He had pieces, like, you know, different compartments. What if you have the lighter up there, too?
Like one of those grill lighters that are real long? You gotta...
Well, let's just be honest here. Let's quit calling it a hole. It's a tunnel.
It really is.
It's kind of a tunnel. It's like stump house tunnel.
So they took Michael
Clemson
to jail.
Clemson rents mine out to make blue cheese.
Once he recovered.
Oh, God.
He's facing charges for drug possession and possession of drug paraphernalia. That's where the... That's
he had two. He had a pair.
He didn't hurt himself. And this isn't his first rodeo for doing that. He's got a long, full rap sheet of other drug charges, including...
I've seen this rectum before. It's him.
An arrest last year where cops also found drugs in his rear end.
Damn it.
It's a thing with him. Maybe he should get a legitimate
I'd
fanny
make him
pack.
Hold his nose closed and cough real hard just to see if things just pop
Question.
Out. Yeah.
So. Say I have, for example, I have a shirt. And if I keep stretching the neck of that shirt, it's eventually going to take form, right? It's just going to get bigger and bigger.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
Like, does that happen?
Like, yeah. Like, this...
I mean...
It causes, like, unannounced bowel movements.
Like he needs some kind of plug, so to speak.
No.
No. Would not be a good
no.
idea.
No. He needs to take his butthole back to 30.
Rejuvenation.
Why 30? Why not take it all the way back to a nice 19?
Ew.
Yeah.
Back to 19.
A lot of snipping and pulling.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm paging those Your Eyes Guys headlines.
What would that spot sound like? Yeah. Welcome to back to 19.
We're going to go back to 19.
This is just a normal voice, by the way. It's not a voice of anybody in particular.
No, it wasn't. It was just creepy. A seductive, very professional sounding voice.
Say it again.
Hey, you're welcome to back to 19.
He's changing it now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd hug me. Would you hug me?
Back to 19, you don't know what you're going to do with this world.
You
don't have
Jeffrey
a career
Dahmer.
Picked out yet.
You're creepy.
But yeah, you're going to look so good when you're 19 again.
Oh, my God.
What are you going to do when you put me under? We're just going to pour salt on it. That's it.
Watch it draw it like a,
that's all.
Like a slug.
It. Yeah, snails taught us everything we needed to know.
Mm-mm.
Get your foot off the boat.
That was one of your better ones. That was really good. I liked it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Butt drugs are just fun to talk about. You know, that's how the moonshiners did it back in the day.
Something
they really
I'd rather
did.
Watch or read about and not do myself.
Your moonshiner tackle, people like tackle, that's probably how you did it.
It's exactly so. Tickle. It's
yeah,
tickle.
Honestly.
Tackle. You're like my mom now. All right, thank you. Go ahead and tell me I'm going to hell. All right, we will take a break, and we will come back, and we will... The phones are still ringing. I wonder if they're fun calls, if they're complimentary calls, if they're calls about the guy... Thinking he's a lady, or I don't want to say bitch, but just like whatever he said.
Vocal fry guy.
Vocal fry guy.
I'm gonna have a kid. I don't guess. Oh my God.
It feels like a gust of wind and just blow him away.
Yeah, it really would. I picture like a tall emo type of guy, real skinny.
Yeah, wearing a big old like fedora hat. But the rest of his clothes are like crap.
Oh, yeah. Black and purple suspenders. And, you know, he looked like a tall Beetlejuice.
He just got to put that on. I mean, you're a dad now, dude. You're going to be wearing like a burping scarf that looks like one of them casual turbans they wear in the Middle East.
And don't make your kid weird either, like getting him JNCO type pants when he's like, you know, 2 years old. Like, let him wear normal stuff.
They haven't really.
Don't be putting out. Mascara on him when he's 6 months old. Little emo baby.
Emo baby.
Hey. We'll never be able to get Matt Hardy on this show again after that comment. Good morning, everybody.
This is the Rise Guys.
I love the Rise Guys. They're funnier than anyone else on the radio.
Yeah, the Rise Guys are great.
They're crazy.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Show. The Rise Guys Morning Show.
This one's fun when people do it at karaoke.
Ah, yeah, they get real drunk.
Because about this part, they go, come on.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
And they don't know the words.
Nailed it.
You lied to me.
I got drugs in my crack.
You lied to me. But I do. Yes, I do.
I tell you what, looking at the phones is like looking at the all-star P1 lineup.
Oh.
I mean, it's the dream team is on hold right now.
It really is.
And I let's spin a wheel and decide, because I don't want to play favorites. Is there a wheel that can be spun?
Do I got it? I think. Hang on a second. I know I got a wheel.
Is there a wheel that we can spin that way? This person doesn't get mad that we chose that person, because I like them all three the best. But if we try to do it at the same time, you ever watch the gangbang video? It's not particularly interesting to or fun or anything. Not everybody gets the full amount of time. All right.
You ready?
You've got 1, 2, 3, and 4. All right. Whatever number it lands on is who we'll talk to first. Very last minute. What's it say? I can't see it from here.
Go. Do I want to say or just like pot him up?
All right, just pot him up.
Okay,
because that's more mystery for us, Paige.
I know. I'm excited.
That's like the seventh layer of hell, whatever that was.
I know who this is. My Lord, don't even need to look.
Tim.
Hey, Tim.
Hey, Tim.
Hey, friends. How are we doing?
Good. You?
Where's the birds?
They're fantastic. I don't have a Faraday cage at my butt, so I'm doing all right.
Good. They sell them on Amazon now.
Very nice.
Free Prime delivery.
Yeah.
Where are the birds? Are you inside the house today?
No, actually, I'm out.
Oh.
I love that. Feeling the garden.
Birds are not hanging out.
No, they're louder earlier.
I see.
You know, Looper inspired me to get one of the, they got the bird cages you can put against the windows. You can see on the one side.
That's so pretty.
Yeah. You know, so I can
We're thinking about getting one, actually, because we have these tufted titmouses that keep running into our window.
We're flying into them.
Say what?
Yeah. Yeah, they're like, I don't know what's happening. And so we said, maybe we should put something out there so they don't stop knocking themselves out on our window.
You think they ever realize it? Like, it's, you know, the first couple years of Airbnb before people thought, oh, there might be cameras in here.
Mm-hmm.
Like, do you think they are realizing that at all? Or do you think, like, because you get some interesting views of the way they act and stuff. It's almost like they're putting on a show for you.
Right.
Really are.
Oh, look at this camera here. I got to look around while I eat. This is fun.
Yeah.
They're wings.
Exactly. Yes. The blue jays fluttering their wings.
Well, the squirrels get in there too and kind of mess with it. They'll eat the food. And I've seen these on other cameras.
Well, it's really odd. The squirrels, you're onto something, like the animal behavior. They're actually... Dude, they're not that much of bastards.
What?
They're really not.
You know, there's... Well, I mean that endearingly, you know. Like, I don't want to call them a-holes.
Right, please.
So I call them bastards.
That's fine.
But they're actually really kind.
Yeah.
What does that mean? They're not dookieing on you?
I know people eat them, and that's cool and whatnot, but I'm trying to get to the point where I get them to eat nuts out of my hands. Peanuts.
Wait, did you say penis?
That is a man's dream, I guess.
You're trying to teach them to eat penis out of your hand, is what I heard.
No, the nuts.
Oh, then it's nuts?
Yeah, deep.
That's too much.
He's just sitting with his hand trying to disguise it. The squirrel's like, hang on now. I know what
He's
that is.
He's not going
to
take too much just
That's a ding doorbell.
Needs.
That's a generic squirrel voice, by the way, that was in this thing. I ain't coming over there.
He's Liver. Over there fighting off squirrels and little blue tit birds.
Yes.
You ever see any tit mouse birds?
Oh, if they can fly.
No, they're birds. Hmm.
You ever they are.
You're an Audubon Society member, aren't you?
I am, actually.
Yeah, I was thinking you are.
Wow.
Yeah, he's got the book and everything.
Yeah, I keep logs and times when they show up. And
aww.
Yeah, it's a hobby. It's something to do with your time as opposed to drugs.
Okay.
Dude, we got a lot of birds around here, a lot of different birds.
Do you have to have special binoculars to be a watcher?
You don't have to, but I do. I mean, yeah, you just never know when you're going to see a bird, so...
Hell
if you see me out and about with binoculars around my neck,
you're not a creeper. Don't...
Yeah, I'm not creepy. I'm just looking at birds.
When you lived over in Asia,
looking at macaques,
did you ever?
Yeah.
Did you? Were you into birds then at all? Like when you lived over there?
Not really. The only swans.
Because the interesting thing is. These beautiful birds, you only find them, you find them in Europe, you'll find them in Asia more anywhere, but they're called Japanese tits, and they are the sweetest little birds ever. Google Japanese tits right now.
Are they bigger than peacocks?
Birds. Put birds in there. No, they're little tiny little things, but they're
birds.
So animated, these little, and I've seen like all kinds of tits, and like, the Japanese and the blue tits are like the sweetest little birds ever. They really are. I don't know if you could go to your local pet shop and say, hey, we're your tits, but they may carry them.
They may.
Yeah.
They'll show you in a book what they look like, at least.
Yeah, they have magazines and stuff.
Come here, Phil. I'll show you what a couple of them
look
like.
I'll have to Google your, you know.
I understand they have clubs around here.
Be careful.
They do. So, you know.
Okay.
Free admission before 10. All right, Looper.
Well, I think Looper's in the Blue Tits Club.
Are you really?
Oh, yeah. I think I'm the...
He's the vice president.
I'm at the top of it.
He's the treasurer, at least.
Okay.
Somebody's got to count the money.
Yeah. All right, Looper. Always good to hear from you.
Thank you for the news.
Hey, it was always good, to talk to y'all and converse. Love y'all. Love
Don't you. Hike too much.
Love you back.
I ain't doing it. I'm going to hang up, okay?
All right, goodbye.
No, you won't. He won't.
Bye.
He's still there.
He's a piece of work.
Oh, he really hung up. He really did.
I learned a lot about birds today.
I know about the Japanese tits. Nice birds.
They're very, very sweet. They look almost like there are, what's it called? Down in there. The Hall of Presidents.
That's closed permanently, by the way.
It is?
Yeah.
Because of Trump?
Pretty much.
Are you serious? People were defacing his puppet or whatever?
Well, they kind of like don't agree with it being in there, which was a great exhibit. So it's kind of done.
I expected that from Disney.
It's not going to open back up. They say it's closed, like temporarily.
God bless.
They ain't
gonna
open.
They
know they thought Hillary Clinton was going to win, so the original was supposed to be Hillary, so they had to go back and make it a Trump out of a Hillary that was already in there. They just didn't have enough time to make it.
So they pre-made a Hillary thinking she already. Oh, my God.
What the hell?
She should have went to Michigan. She might have had a better chance of winning.
Wow. That's insane. So they're going to close it down now.
Yeah. I enjoyed it. I thought Hall of Presidents is a nice, cool place to go. Like, literally cool.
Yeah, it's like the Wheel of Progression or whatever. Like, stuff was, like, outdated and everything by then, but it was still a relaxing kind of
like
little
20-minute.
Like a
wax museum type thing, right? Is that what that was? They made out of wax?
Pretty much. I mean, they were kind of creepy looking, some of them, but, you know.
Yeah.
I never saw the Trump one. I was there before he won.
Yeah, I never got to see it. Damn, I'm boycotting Disney.
Are you still banned?
No, that was only 90 days. But mainly because of the pricing. It's crazy expensive.
Outrageous.
For $109, I can go buy a couple of Japanese tits and stay home and just have a great time and sing with the birds, Paige.
Tap, type, and text your message to TRG at 800-774-0093 on the TLC Motors text line.
A wonderful way of communicating.
This is the Rise Guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Morning show. Rise, guys.
Wanted to spin the wheel again?
Oh, we could. Let me get that damn wheel.
I mean, again, a virtual all-star lineup of some of our favorite callers.
Are you ready?
Yes. One of the numbers just fell off.
They really did. Go get it. Well.
All right. Mystery call.
Oh,
I'm not looking at the screen.
Here we go.
Good morning.
What's up, guys?
Party man! Hey. Oh, it's Dan. Hey, Dan. PMD.
How's it going?
Good.
How are you?
I'm good. How are y'all?
Good. I just said I was good.
I sometimes wonder if we are good.
Be nice.
Like sometimes you're one when I don't hear from for a few days that like I really do. It's never me concerned about your general well-being. It's more or less like, did we piss him off?
We don't want to make you mad, Dan.
Oh, never. No, I'm just really behind on the podcast. I'm like on June 5th or something because of taking my uncle to the doctor and just having to do stuff like that.
Oh yeah, in the area, they got to rebuild Dan's area from the hurricane.
Yeah.
Oh, I think luckily, you meant like some reconstructive surgery.
No, not on his. He's already picking up. He's already blessed enough down there.
Yeah. Wow.
You know, sometimes he'll just send a picture of it, so that's cool.
So not that you have to have a particular reason, but why'd you call?
I mean, honestly, yeah, I was just calling to check because. I heard like from the end of May or beginning of June, y'all were talking about just checking in with people or whatever. Oh, and yes. I was just going to call in and just say hey to y'all because I hadn't called in a couple of months.
It's been a while.
Oh, I got something I want to ask you about.
What's up, buddy?
It's good that this happened this way. Has it worked out? Because I know sometimes you like to, you'll inquire about certain streaming services. You know, you're a
He likes trading passwords.
Yeah, like, has that worked out so far?
Yeah. Well, the one I deleted the tweet, so yeah, I got. And you wouldn't believe who I got. It might have been someone who might have just left the show.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
I might have got scooped up in a DM.
I just didn't know if that ever worked out as far as, like, you know.
Oh, no, that's the only time I don't do it all the time. It's just I had a expensive password and I needed, I thought I might, you know, so stop paying for.
That's where Dana gets you. He'll throw one out there and be like, look, I got the max here. I got the top of the line. Like, this is a good password.
That's what I have. Bleacher Report and 4K.
You know, we can hook up those Russian passwords if we need to. I get mine from Matt.
Yeah, I just don't feel like you'd feel like taking the time to help me do that.
You know what?
If you did, I would.
Your real personality shines through.
Appreciate it.
That's great.
You know what, Dan's? He's got a point, because I don't think too fondly of password shares.
Wow, like, really?
Dan's the exception, because I feel like some of this stuff is so cheap that people could spring for their own. Well, it's just starting to crack down on a lot of them, too.
Yeah, you can't help
it. I got Hulu, no commercial Hulu, and Disney Plus.
Oh, high roller, babe.
I mean, it's about $3. It's probably a total of $3 less, maybe $4 less. I'm just saying. I'm sorry. I'm just saying that's what I got. I was only looking for Hulu to save the $10 a month, half the password a month, and I ended up, you know, getting someone who had the commercial free and all that. But anyway.
Just sitting around watching Disney movies and Cops and drinking?
No, actually, I probably will never use – I haven't used Disney. I probably will never watch that. But, yes, I do watch Cops every Thursday. It's on reels, man, from, like, freaking 8 to, like, 3 in the morning.
God!
That's a lot of watching.
I mean, I don't watch it for that long. God, no. But I'm just saying, I mean, I watch the, like, probably – 1:30 to 3 or 2 to 3. I mean, I don't.
Yeah, you got an odd schedule. Late. He's got an odd schedule.
Yes, I do. I don't go to sleep till y'all have been on the air for about an hour.
See, I thought more of you. I don't know. I thought you were going to, like, always, like, listen, and you're behind now.
Yeah, like, you go to bed when the show starts, like, shortly after.
Well, yeah, I know. Well, it's just because, like, well, my uncle, he has a partial amputation on his right foot, which is his driving foot, so I had to take him to the doctor, and, you know, a lot of times, and, sorry, you know, and, it just kind of takes away from the door dashing, and I ended up getting a third shift schedule, because you get the Stoners in Asheville up here in Asheville, you know, downtown rich ones. I mean, you get rich people, like, in the night, and they're just, like, you know, kids that, you know, trust fund babies and stuff, that, you know, they're stoned or drunk or both, or they don't want to go out, so it's best to, you know, go out at 1 o'clock in the morning and go to the, you know, Taco Bell's and stuff.
You know, Dan's
and get these ones.
You know, Dan's door dashing and watching Cops at the same time, and just look. I don't mean to laugh at your uncle,
on Thursday.
How did he lose his foot?
No, it's okay.
How did he lose
it? just about 12 to 15% of it. He had an infection in his bone. It got in his bone. He's diabetic, you know, type 2. So he just had poor circulation and he lost part of it. So he can drive like a couple miles. Luckily, we live right off of like a less than a mile off Tunnel Road, where a bunch of stuff is up here in Asheville. So he can go up to like the grocery store and stuff and the library and stuff like that. While he's waiting to. But I take him
this
to his
boring,
doctor's
man.
Appointments, which are
what's the
no,
fun?
Okay, I was
you kidding me?
I was
where's
just answering Fat Boy's question. I'm sorry. I apologize.
No, don't apologize. I was just answering his question. Like, there's you call in about like neighbors trying to slip into your home for sex, and
There's nothing. Well, I mean, I don't lie, so there's nothing. Nothing has like good like that has happened. I just kind of. I'm sorry. I just wanted to call and kind of just
don't apologize.
Called.
Well, let me ask
you. Embellish the stories a little bit more and make them more palpable.
Well, did you ever, whatever happened to the girl that you were talking to? Did that ever turn
into? I think I started banging her.
I saw like a couple weeks ago, she's got somebody she's with now, and they've got their little family or whatever.
What do you mean? She's already started, had a baby?
Oh, she had two, I mean, before that, but she was single. I think he was in jail, honestly, just to be honest. Oh, wow.
Do you ever pick up any lesbian couples up there with kids, and you're wondering, like me, like, who's the mom?
I heard that.
It's not a bad question.
You had me cracking up. That was okay. Funny.
Well, I wish you called it.
Of course, there's plenty of I'm sure there's plenty of those up here.
Oh, maybe. So. Who knows? Dan, I love you. I'm just busting you balls. I did kind of nap during the call for a minute, but it was fine.
I'm glad you're okay.
Well, you and Paige both need a nap, probably.
Why do I need
one? Well, I know she's yeah, y'all both do. Well,
she's good.
Y'all are both busy.
I'm not so busy.
Right, really
no,
busy,
I
though.
Said y'all are both so busy.
What I about just me? Said I can't be busy.
Why can't you busy?
Why can't you're be busy? Taking a nap.
That's true.
You are.
He's always asleep.
I mastered the nap.
All right, Dan. Let's punch up the calls better next time, okay?
I will, but.
All right, my friend.
Y'all have a good day.
All right,
thank you
too.
Thank you, Dan.
Dude, you make him so nervous,
he's
and I don't know why.
He's not a party man anymore.
And it doesn't seem like a party.
No.
I don't hear this. Like he's talking about.
Sad.
His, you know, being a good person and taking his uncle to the doctor, and then you know, you mentioned diabetes and missing feet and stuff, and I'm starting, and then I'm thinking, like, God, I never thought about somebody like learning to drive with your left foot. Impossible. Yeah. No way.
You have such an involuntary dominance over him. He's like, he's afraid to speak. I don't get it.
Now you make me feel. Call him back. Call him back. Now,
no, it's kind of like
I want to apologize. Then I don't want him to feel that way because he's a timid guy already.
I know he is a little timid.
But his stories are usually like just crazy. Great. Like, but yeah. Today it was kind of like subdued. I liked him when he was wilder. I mean, I still like him.
I know, but it's just like, you know, dismiss the gesture. On to the next.
Do we have time for another call?
Not right here, but like, I don't know how you want to, I don't know.
What do you want to do? You want to call a break and come back and do more calls? Maybe they'll be just as good as that one.
Let's just see what happens. I hate to promise people stuff.
I'm going to tweet Dan right now and just let him know that was all in just good.
Thank you, Dan.
Good radio fun.
It is fun to mess with him sometimes, though.
I wasn't messing with him. I was just being honest.
I was just hoping that would be the love of his life and the girl would be just turned herself
Why
around.
Why would you want him to?
I want everybody to be happy. What's wrong with that?
What should I put in this? Now, he's going to know now listening that.
Well, he won't know until weeks later.
That's true.
Dan. Oh, now don't tweet him. He don't listen live.
Dan, just messing with you. That was a great call. He's going to think I'm not being sarcastic.
He will overanalyze it a little bit and kind of pick it apart. That's part of his charm, right?
Well, you can walk him off the ledge later.
I think you probably I had a stroke. You might be the only one that can, you know, do that. Just send him a picture. You know?
No, I'll that's what he really wants. You.
All right, this is fun. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back. We'll take some more calls. Look how daring Yay. We're being today.
Uh-oh, you want to?
Yeah, I do.
Wake up! This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I just like when they bicker back and forth. That's a trip. I love to hear them argue.
The Rise Guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.